Well, it's been another volatile week for markets here and around the world. We take a look at some of the bigger issues for the week ahead with the top five. Starting with number one, coronavirus, COVID-19, of course, and any updates and government responses that we see or hear. So what we've certainly seen of late is the major driving force in markets here and around the world is the spread of the coronavirus pandemic and its profound impact on global markets and economies. We've seen much of the heavy artillery already been fired from the government here with $320 billion combined with the Reserve Bank of Australia in stimulus to boost the economy. Of course, we'll continue to get updates from the government, federal and state, in terms of how our country is responding in terms of flattening the curve. And if there is any good news in terms of that, that will certainly be a benefit to our markets as well. Number two, oil prices. We have seen big fluctuations in the price of oil starting 2020 over the first quarter, already down more than 60%. Of course, the coronavirus, a big impact there as well, with demand plummeting due to the fact that economies have slowed down or pretty much come to a halt. Secondly, there was the price war between the Saudis and also Russia, also driving the price lower. What we've heard recently is the fact that Donald Trump has tweeted that he hopes and expects that there could be some deal struck between those two countries and we could see some large production cuts. Now, there's no real detail behind that at the moment. Both sides still very much at loggerheads when it comes to who is responsible for cutting production and how that will look. So if we do see that eventuate, we'll certainly see some big moves in the price of oil, or if it doesn't, and that we continue to see more oil being pumped out into the market, that could also see oil prices falling, and that will have a major impact as well on our local energy sector. Number three, is a fair bit of economic data and also the RBA meeting. On Tuesday, the RBA will meet for its April meeting. Of course, in the RBA's own words, not expecting a rate cut, already at its lowest levels at 0.25%. But plenty of interest to see its statement, to see how it sees the Australian economy going and also markets around the world. In terms of economic data, there'll be a fair bit coming out. Of course, weekly consumer confidence that has taken a hit of late, but also trade data out for the month of February. Our trade surplus certainly could be impacted, particularly the fact that China is our largest trading partner and they saw quite a contraction earlier in the year. Also in the China, we'll be seeing some inflation data at the end of the week, similarly for the United States as well. Number four, Bank of Queensland will be releasing its half-year earnings on Wednesday. Now, most banks have a slightly different financial year calendar compared to most businesses. Bank of Queensland's first half ended on the 29th of Feb this year. Plenty of interest, of course, around dividend payments. There's been talks that we could see similar moves here from what we've seen in the RBNZ, Reserve Bank of New Zealand, and the Bank of England. They're both telling lenders to basically freeze any dividend payments. So Bank of Queensland will be coming out and providing some detail there. We've also heard already from Bank of Queensland that they are suspending or they're withdrawing their full year guidance due to the coronavirus impact and the uncertainties around the spread of COVID-19. And lastly, it will be a holiday shortened week with Good Friday seeing markets close across a number of regions out in Australia, New Zealand, the UK and the US. We'll also have the Easter Monday, the following Monday, closed as well in a number of markets, including us here in Australia. Daylight savings is happening over the weekend. So, of course, depending on where you are around the country, trading hours and operating hours might be slightly different here and also abroad. So wishing you all a very safe week and stay at home as much as possible. Mm-hmm.